N4ZLK, N4ZLK, N4ZLK.
WWZ from N4ZLK. Good afternoon, Chandler.
Shane. How you doing?
I hadn't talked to you in a long time. I just wanted to say congratulations on the new job. How are you liking it?
I'm doing all right. It's doing pretty well. It ain't going too bad at all. But, let me jump off here real quick, and I'll be back shortly.
Here long. I just wanted to say hello. KO4WWZ, N4ZLK. Have a good day, Chandler.
Be sorry to cut it short.
Tell them I understand. We all have things to do. N4ZLK.
City Mobile. 4ACX Mobile.
KO4HKX, KO4NUE.
HKX, what's up, Chad?
What's up, boss man? How are you today?
Trying to stay in this air conditioning as much as possible today.
I've been out in it since noon, and it's not too bad. You know, once you get past, you know, sweating everything you got out, then it's all right.
Hey, once you get nice and wet from sweating, it's probably not too bad with a breeze blowing.
It takes a while to get there, though.
Chris, you were baling hay earlier today, so I've been there, done that, and I do not envy you at all.
But we just had to go, you know, get it, load it, and unload it, and deal with all, you know, that comes with that. So, but we got it. We got it done. And I hadn't thought we were out. I figured I'd jump up on here for a couple minutes while I got some free time and you know, talk with you for a little bit.
Glad to hear from you today.
So, we've got 9 stations now compatible on up on WinLink. So I just was wondering kind of what you're thinking. I know you've got the 991, you've got everything that is you know, you need, but just so I can mark you off the list, what do you need, any help with configurations or anything?
I can double check mine. And then if you don't mind and have time, since you figured out the signal link in the 706, help me get it going.
You got a signal link too. Is that right?
Roger that. That's going to be my little portable station for right now.
Okay. All right. Well, one thing I will tell you is that I am halfway successful with the 706. I am able to pass 2 meter packet or 440 packet. There's no 440 around here, but that functions. However, the HF side does not. I'm still working on it, but I think what I'm going to do is just run 2 meter off of the ICOM and run HF off of the 991, and that way I don't have to change anything on the 991, which is not bad changing it over. It's just, you know, it's a little aggravating.
And then when we do it, I want to get me a cheat sheet. That way when something does get changed, I got something to look at, a reference to say, okay, I need to put this back here.
We got that already. All that is done. And has been validated. That's the thing, is it's taken us some time to get it validated. And it's pretty much cleaned up, wrapped up in a bow, and ready to go out. So can get that out to you and Daniel, you know, whenever.
That'd be great. That way I can go back and double check it and then just go back and refresh my memory on how to use all of it, and where I should be good.
So, just let me know, how do I word this? If you use the 706 for 2 meter wind link, it is not difficult to move it over to the HF side. Here is my question for you that I have not been able to surmise yet. So try to follow along with me just for a second. KO4NUE with KO4HKX. So the other night, Anna came in here and it was her turn to call the net. So she turned on the 991 and it popped up with my call sign when, you know, when you turn it on. So she, you know, wanted to know, well, why, you know, what do I need to do to get it to show my call sign? So I got to looking in the operator's manual, and lo and behold, you can assign a different operator to the radio with a completely different set of memory. So let me let this thing drop. If KO4NUE has 25 repeaters and 10 HF stations in my memory, if I program, if you can program all of the data settings for, you know, it doesn't have to be a call sign, it can be, you understand where I'm going with this? I don't know how to explain it, but if you could do KO4HKX for normal operation and then shut it down and have the memory name data HKX or, you know, whatever, and that be all of the data settings, you know, that would be, that should work, right?
So you're setting up two users, basically. That way the memory is just one user is this and the next user is this, just like you would on a computer.
If you do it that way, which that's the only thing I haven't validated, if you did it that way, then it's too easy, you know, once you get everything set up for, you know, HKX data, then you just go to that call sign and it's all there. That's what I'm thinking.
That would be the hands down best way to do it if you can do that.
KO4HYC, she's always, you know, bragging on that right icon because she can set up a memory A and a memory B. So she just pushes one button and she's on data mode. I mean, bam, just like that. And that's just, you know, not quite that simple with this thing until I've figured out that maybe I can do that. I'm just gonna try to work through it.
Nice. And Zan got the 7300.
Yeah. And she got pretty. We put a beam up. Me and her and Steve, KO4HYD, we put a beam up, I don't know, about 2 weeks ago, and I'm going to tell you, those two, they're deadly with that thing. they got it all figured out, buddy.
Remember that day you put it up, and the next day she was dialing it in on you.
Right. So, her and Steve figured out that, you know, you can get an azimuth with that thing pretty close, and she can reach on out there. I tell you one thing I am envious, though, is that ICOM comes with 100 watts, and, you know, that is nice.
Hot it's on HF, it doesn't have 2 meters, though, does it?
Well, she's got the ICOM, which one, the HF, she's got one ICOM that is HF and one ICOM that is 2 meter, 440, and 23 centimeters. And it's 100 watts.
HKX, KO4NUE. Now that would be nice, 100 watts on 2 meters. That would probably help me out a whole bunch.
Talk with her and Steve tonight and confirm, but I'm pretty sure it's 100 watts. And she politely reminded me the other day that I can talk to the space station. And I said, oh, okay, well, you know, when y'all need some help, because call the space station, see what they can do for you.
Won't be there long.
But anyway, I'll get these configurations to you. I'll figure out how to separate them from the 2 meter side and the HF side, and I also have all of the SMS codes as well. So if you want to send a text message to somebody from WinLink, I got all of that data too.
Good. But Chad, I'm at my next stop, so I'm gonna have to jump out for now. But maybe we can talk later.
Let me please. I need to call Gary anyway. So, KO4NUE, 73, Patrick, I'm clear. I have a safe day, bud.
HKX, and I'm clear. 73, Chad.